Simon Tov Kuf Mem Hesif Beis. Nearly, Shemain Lehem Sefer Torah Kosher Likrois Bebetzibur. Mutalagia Becholamoy Kse Likrois Bebetzibur. They have no valid Sefer Torah. So it's a Tzarech HaMoyed. And it's a Tzarech of the Rabbin. So Tzarech HaMoyed normally is not Matur Maisa Uman. This is the Maisa Uman. But Tzarech Rabbin at Maisa Uman. Tzarech HaMoyed, Tzarech Rabbin, Maisa Uman is Mutur. Okay. V'chein B'sifrei Mikra U'Gemara to Tzarech Likras B'Moyed. Similarly, other storms are going to be used on Chol HaMoed, you need them for Yom Tov, you're allowed to correct them. Mutar lagia b'moyed mishum dehabi davar ha'oved. You're allowed to correct them because they have a din of davar ha'oved. If you don't take care of it now, we're afraid you're not going to take care of it later. We may let him say it to our cloud. So that's talking about a case where we have a sefer Torah which needs to be means to be corrected. Let's say they don't sefer Torah at all. The Tzarech HaMoyed is a sefer harbe yichtavuhu. The Tzarech HaMoyed is a likris b'Torah b'tzibur b'moyed. So we can theoretically make a project. You will assign X amount of urios to X amount of seferim.
December line.
Each one will do their section. And we'll write a sefer Torah over Chol HaMoed and have it available the second day's Yom Tov. So that's mutter. V'hoad din shar sram lomam b'hem, that they're mutter to write in order to have them to learn from them. Okay. V'av likris b'tzibur. The Tzarech HaMoed, this is Tzarech HaMoed, v'filu ma'isa uman shori k'mashin inspired b'simen tov kupem dal, it's a base that a Tzarech HaMoed is mutter even ma'isa uman if it's Tzarech HaRabim. Since over here is the Tzarech HaRabim, the Rabim needs the Sefer Torah to be fixed, to be able to read from. They have no other Sefer Torah in the case we're going on. So that's called the Tzarech HaRabim, and therefore it's Mutter to my Suman of being Magia, the Sefer Torah. But Mutter like you, you're allowed to correct it. Who are they in Bukhasar? Is it Ace? A table of Mutter Litav. So Magia, you could mean, just means like to erase something. It also means to write something if necessary. So you're allowed to write a letter that's missing, you're allowed to write a word that's missing. So that's Chayim B'Sifrei Mikra, the Shulchan Aruch said, it's also in regards to Sefer Mikra and Gemara, which you need to read from them and know it, you're allowed to correct them. Because Davar HaAvid.
What's the Davar
HaAvid? Let's see it, Mr. Baruch. You could learn. You can still learn from them, even though there's a mistake there. Make a mark where the mistake is. You sock them, and after the Yom Tov, you'll fix them. So where is the Davar HaOved? The Taz says. That it was a mistake, which wasn't that you had a different text, which indicates that this text was mistaken, but rather you read through it, you realize that there's a mistake here. The logic indicates there's a mistake here. The problem with those type of things is after sha'achar yom tov yishkach iyun hazeh b'havi davar ha'oved. Your thought process, you'll forget your thought process. So by the time you come after Yom Tov, you say, what's wrong with what's written here? It makes sense. It really doesn't make sense, because when you were learning at Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, you realized very clearly that there was a cheshbon, you worked out, there's a mistake here. But you're going to forget it, so that's the davar ha'oved. Okay. Talking about there was many mistakes. So if you don't first time just sit down and correct them, it's going to interrupt your flow of thought as you're learning. And being able to learn properly with an extra Abin Mashin alignment. So he will not be able to learn from the Sefer is considered davar avitz. He's allowed to sit down first, make all the corrections, and then be able to learn from the sefer straight without having the interruptions, etc. It's also called davar. That's also called davar avitz. So, but since that's for an individual person, it wasn't tzarech rabim like the case of the sefer Torah, which you're correcting, which is tzarech rabim. It's a hetter is davar avitz. Davar avitz is muti even or ma'isumen. The Ramah came along and said, the Chaver said, you could write a whole Sefer Torah if you need. The Ramah said, other Sarim also you could do that. Tas Shar Sarim Alam and Behem.
What's the Lamer?
Svarim. You're allowed to write them. What's the Lamer? Shasar Alam and Behem and Mahid. He has a need to learn from them. What's the Latikam? Kade Alam and Behem. He's allowed to copy, make a copies. He goes into so and so's house. He has the copy of the Rashba. I don't have a copy of the Rashba. He's not lending me the copy of the Rashba. So I want to sit down and write down the quotes from the Rashba, or the whole Sefer, whatever it is that I need to write, to be able to take it with me, to be able to learn from it. So that's mutter, because I'm not going to be able to get it otherwise. So it's like a number of... that's mutter. Now, the problem is that the Mechaber said this heter based on a heter of Tzarech HaMoyed. Tzarech HaMoyed, it's Maisa Uman. Tzarech HaMoyed Maisa Uman is not mutter unless it's a davar shiva gufay. The only case where Tzarech HaMoyed is mutter davar Maisa Uman if it's Tzarech Rabim. So the case of the Sefer Torah writing a Sefer Torah is Tzarech Rabim. Over here it's within the official individual person learning. So how's it going to be mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "My basis is the mash v'shom davkim who Tzarech Rabim al medivrei ha'magarom v'gerushim lafilu Tzarech atzmai mutter." So the said that the heter is tzarech rabim, and therefore it's only mutter if it's tzarech rabim. When the rabim and the gerua came along and said that even tzarech atzma is a mutter. So now what's the argument of tzarech atzma? What's the heter? So look at the Shaar Tzion and Tess. He understands that the magen rabim says the heter is because of davar ha'oved, the opportunity to be able to learn from the Sefer will not come back. If I need to copy it right now to be able to learn from the Sefer, I'm going to have the opportunity. Again, Yesh Nafkamina Minayim. The Dibre Magan Ram, Mutalita Bishum Dahavi Davra Ovid. So according to Magan Ram, the Heter is Davra Ovid, and therefore, even for individual person, Davra Ovid is Mutter. Even my Suman. The very groom, Matam Mishum the Das, Ra'o, the Sirle, the Dominions, Besever Torah, all the Kamel and Kritzel, Adam Tilam, Susala, Atzmai, Ayn Shom, Wooden and the Shara Swarm. So we'll see in the next Sif in the Shulchan Aruch that the Chazal allowed you to write Tfilam, Susala, Atzmai, even though it's a Maisa Uman. So this goes under the same Heter. Okay, we'll have to see what that heter is. So he says this goes under that heter. Okay. Sef Gimel. Kosev Adam Tfilin or Mezuzah's La'atzma. Person is allowed to write Tfilin or Mezuzah for personal use. To write it to sell is not mutter, but for personal use is mutter.
For use on Cholomoyd.
Cholomoyd.
What if you don't wear Tfilin?
No, we'll see. Well, first of all, everywhere is still. we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah about the issue. It's a fascinating question, because if the according to the person who holds you don't wear tefillin in Cholomoyed, they learn that sin in the Gemara. So when the Mor says that you're allowed to wear tefillin, means the Mor is saying that you're allowed to wear tefillin even though you're not going to use it in Cholomoyed. She's allowed to write it from now for after Yom Tov. So why is that? Why would they be mutter? So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion about that. It's interesting, just on that topic, if you learn the Beis Yosef about the Tefillin Chol HaMoed, basically his flow reads that in the Gemara he holds that you wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed, and that's what he held, Halacha L'maisa, till he saw the Zayir that you don't wear. And he was Achriya because of the Zayir connected the Gemara that you don't wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. So the way the Beis Yosef reads, the din of the Gemara, you wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. So then this din as mitzvah the Gemara is not being mechadish.
He's consistent.
The problem is with him paskening it.
What he does, it's fine. He wears it.
Right, but the problem is, he says at the end that after he saw the Zohar, he stopped wearing. So how does he learn with this? You know, how can he pass on this then after he passed on with the Zohar, which is it's arguing on the Gemara? That's all calls this into the conversation. So it's a fascinating question. Tviya is the act of taking fibers and making them into threads. So you're allowed to do that, but you have to do it with a shinoi. You do it on your recha, you do it on your leg. So you rub it back and forth on your leg as opposed to the way they normally do it between the hands or whatever it is, or they use a kli for it. So you're allowed to do that for tcheles or regular or tzitzis or regular whites, either the blue or the white threads of the tzitzis. Libidda to put into this baguette. So that's for, he's not doing it for pay, he's doing it for his own personal use. Vim ein loy ma yoichol. In the case a person has no money for food, so then kaisa b'merchel lacherim kedel lefarnasas. So then you're allowed to ride and sell to others, and in order for to get the money that you need to eat. So the mechaber said the heter only in the case where mamish is in lo ma yoichol. Comes the Rambo. Even in the case of Yesh Tamay Yerchel, which normally Yesh Tamay Yerchel, you can't do Malachel, since it's over here, it's a mitzvah, as long as you use some of the extra money that you make for the purpose of Yom Tif, will be Mekel. Oy, Shiloh Hatzoysov Yoysev Berebach Lesimchas Yom Tif. So the Torah, we're most quoting the Torah says over here, the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it to sell, to be able to have more money to spend on Yom Tif. And you'll use some of the money to spend on Yom Tov. Zataramo, the Kosan Kela Nicham Bemoyed, Bechol Yin Shari. If you don't have what to wear, that's not much of the Vera of it. So then obviously it's a Mutter. Vena Osir Raka Ksiba Awas Yosin Shari. The Yisr, in general, the Yisr, making, there should be riding tefillin for pay for after Yom Tov is a problem. And putting the tefillin together after you've written the tefillin is not. Even though you're doing it, even if you're doing it for pay. Okay. What's this all about? So he said, "Kaisa v'adam b'tilim azuzus le'atzmai." So the mechaber said, "You're allowed to do it le'atzmai." Mishnah Berurah says, "In sefkatan yud, afilo lahanichan acher hamoid." Even though you're only going to wear it after Yom Tov, you lahanichan b'sech hamoid. B'mechaber mishanogim lahanich b'chol hamoid. Because if we're discussing writing it for the purpose of using an achol hamoid, I feel like I'm sure you can look at me. Go. That was what the Ramos said. The Ramos said if it's made for wearing, it's mutter, even if somebody else needs, because it's a double of it for that person. Right. That's Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Yud. I'll take a look at the Shartzian and Yud. Yud. The Shartzian and Yud says, Kainu lo poiskim, the Sirlu, the Ein lo niyachum, b'chalamoid. Current the person told you don't work during Chol Hamoed. So Karcha Mishnah Seinu B'Shvil Acher Hamoed. They're forced to learn the din of the Mishnah. It's talking about you're riding it to wear after Yom Tov. I feel the Rosh and Mutar Laniach Mechtil Mechol Hamoed. The Rosh holds that you have a Chiyuv to wear Tefillin Chol Hamoed. You're Mutar there for your Mechuyuv. But here you show me the last my Mutar. I feel Kishu Kaisa B'Shvil Acher Hamoed. She Mezuman Lord the Kaimit Sase. So the Karcha current him he doesn't have a Raya in the Mishnah. That there's a heter for after moed, but the ma'aser there's yerushalmi, which is mukha that's mutter to be able to have it for, if he wants to have it available immediately after Yom Tov, he needs right now. Chol Hamoed, he has somebody else that's willing to wear. Right after Yom Tov, he's going to need a different pair. He's allowed to write on Chol Hamoed to have that pair for immediately after Yom Tov. Okay, that is yerushalmi. The source of that is Shuvas Rosh Simchav Dal Beritvot. But the Torah saw some of the worm. The Torah left everything very blank. It said, your writing, didn't discuss, but for now, for later, it says, you're allowed to write tefillin, this is last night, which is parallels the Lashon of the Chaber, parallels the Lashon of the Torah, very, very cryptic. He didn't stress that it's permitted to use a duva for after the mayit, which the chara, that would be something which you expect him to stress. So the absence of that statement is indicative of the fact that he was not matir for after the mayit. Not like we're saying, he's only matir for tzarek hamayit. That's what it would sound like. And that's what the Lavush sounds like also. But I have a raya from, like, those who showed him that you don't wear Chalamayit, it's mutter even after Mayit. Even according to the Rosh himself quotes a Rishalmi that it's mutter. Okay? So you have this raya. The Russian halachas tanis were that there's a series of different areas of halacha which they've gathered together all of the different places where in Shas where they talk about it, tefillin, sefer Torah, mezuzah, tzitzis, and the Rif wrote did that, and the Rosh followed suit and did that, and gathered more halachas. It's referred to as halachas katanis. So over there in Lachas Ketanis, by Hilchos Tefillin, so the Rosh says you're allowed to write Chol HaMoed for after Yom Tov. So what's on the Torah? The Torah did not say that. Or the Torah, by leaving it unqualified, we would assume he means for Tzarech HaMoed, only for Tzarech HaMoed. Well, the Das Torah, the Babli Shazachar Bistam the Locha Kesev, Umarka Kreparnasas, Serial, the Rav Rechon, Sever the Locha, Kribyarsi, Lachayish, the Mishnah, the Osir Kistam and Locher, my Mishnah, the Might Gufa. So there's a place in the Babi and the Shalmi. He goes to different ways how to stand the Machlokes the Babi and the Shalmi. The bottom line is, he learns the Babi is not agreeing with Yishalmi, and the Babi Taka holds it's also to write it after him, after the Might. That's why he left it. Sounding like it's only mutter for tzarech hamoed. So, either way, he's saying it means Rabbi Mechadash over here that for tzarech mitzvah, even though it's a ma'aseh umen. So, if it's for now, it's the rabbi tzarech ma'aseh umen is mutter. If it's after Yom Tov, but since you need it immediately after Yom Tov, and you won't be able to have it immediately after Yom Tov unless you do it now. So that's also mutter because there's a tzarech mitzvah involved in it.
Okay. What about the in base? Could the same thing hold for Sifrei Mikra,
the Torah?
Could you write Sifrei Mikra? I need it right after
Yom Tov's
over. Or
you want to
fix the Torah up and not leaning now?
Well, that was Mr. Burns of Cotton Tess.
Yeah.
The Ramot said, talk about writing other Sorum also as Mutter to Limit Behem, quote from the Truman Sedation. And he brought two Pshatim. As Yosef said, it's only if you need it's Tzarech Rabim.
For after
Chol HaMoed. And the Gros said, it's much even the Tzarech Atzma Mutter. So on that, the Shartzin and Sukkot and Tess brought. According to the Magen Rom, the Heter is Dabar HaAved. And according to the Gros, the Heter is this halacha, the Kaiser Bottom Tfilin Mezuzah LaAtzma. Vuad and Shar Swarm. That was the Shartzin and Sukkot and Tess that we just saw. Says Enechonami, you're right. So according to the Gros is saying that the din of the Ramah, the end of Sif Beis, is this halacha, and it's mutter even for after the moed. So ayurecha. So the machaber says you do it ayurecha on your leg, which means it's with a shinui.
And it's mutter even for after.
Correct. So Mishnah Berurah says in Aleph, look, that sounds like you need a shinui. Even if you use a pelach is the kli which you normally use for the spinning process. Lost lafuki ela begalgal the option milsatuva. What we did ask her was doing it on a spinning wheel. That's already that's like a major involvement. That's we don't do, but to do it with a pellet, I think it's called a distaff, I think is the English word for it. Basically, the process of taking the thread and spinning it taking the fiber and spinning it into a thread, you need a spin which takes the fibers and turns them on each other, and therefore they embed in each other. And you need a weight which pulls them down evenly, that the fibers should spread out and be evenly spaced. So this thing looked like a top, a little bit elongated top. So it had weight to it, and it would spin. You would feed the threads, the fibers into it, and it would be spinning, and it would cause the fibers to turn as it spins, and that turn would help embed the fibers together. So that was called a pellech. Doing on the spinning wheel is that's also though. So you don't need a shino. You don't need to do it in a way which is option milsa, which is too involved and too loud, too noticeable. The big day for your clothing, and again, according to this, is going to mean. I feel a nicham the big day, the love sha'achar amayir b'chanal. Since you're doing the tzarich mitzvah. You'd let it do it to have it available for after Yom Tov. He doesn't have what to eat, so then he's allowed to do it to sell to other people also. Even though they're buying it to wear it after Yom Tov, it's mutter. Lagar mishar malachos the shor lebalabais lisko lezeh hapoil she'en lo mayochel kaleil b'simin tov kuf membeis sif beis. We had this before. This idea: I'm hiring a worker to do work which I don't have to do myself, but since he doesn't have what to eat and he's allowed to do it, I'm allowed to hire him. So the same thing over here. Even though I don't need it for chol
hamoed, you're not allowed to do that.
Even a malach which I can't do myself. If I have a Jewish worker who needs work because he doesn't have what to eat, I'm allowed to hire him to do the malacha, which I can't do myself, that he can do because he has a heter of en lo mayoichel. So even though I couldn't necessarily be writing tefillin, normally to write tefillin to sell is not mutter. So since for him it's mutter because he doesn't know what to eat, I'm allowed to hire him to write tefillin to have after Yom Tov. Like I said before, it comes from Mother Mo says not only is it mutter in the case of a person who's totally impoverished and has nothing, doesn't have money for food, but he wants to spend more money. He has what to eat. The Baal Mar also lasts his malacha, but other malachas we're not going to permit doing malacha. You should be able to spend more in Yom Tov. We were mounted that for business. We weren't mounted for that for malacha. Remember, we had a case of business. The person is allowed to do business, which is not a malacha really involved, in order for the purpose to be able to have more money to spend on Yom Tov. And he takes some of the money that he makes and spends it on Yom Tov. So that we pointed out, it's only had to for business dealings. But for malacha, it's only mutter. It's ein l'mayorchel. Over here, hacha dehu mitzvah. Hey, Kelo, Kadesh Yilo Yoser Mechulo. So we're going to use the Tzarech Mitzvah element to create a hetter that you're doing it not because in Lamay Yechlo, but because he'll have more to spend than Yom Tov. Our wife and Zay in Lahoka Rach Hechel the Kana Lochel Kadela Kaimis Tilam Bechola Mai Gufa Malola Kishloka the Bishil Acher and Mayed Vain Bir Lochel. So, but for this case, that hetter that I have to hire somebody to do a malacha, even though I don't have a real need for this, it's true when the other person I'm hiring is Eilam HaYoichel. But the case of the person is Yesh HaMayoichel, so even though he's allowed to do it to have more money, I shouldn't be hiring him unless I have a real need. What's my need? My need is I want to use it on Yom Tov. Um, So he wants to have more money. Yes, but he'll have more of a expansive attitude towards Simchas Yomtov because he has more money. The person is quite wealthy. He doesn't need the money to be able to spend more on Yomtov. He can spend money on Yomtov without a problem. Also, he cannot write to get paid. To write tefillin for somebody else that he will use in Chol HaMoed, the Torah says that's mutter if you're not doing it for pay. However, to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, to give it to somebody else who will wear it after Chol HaMoed, and he has no need for the money at all, so it's also even to do it for free. The only thing with the case of the person has a need for the money, so we're going to imatir it to allow him to get his money. Over here, he has no need for the money. And there's no heter to do it. He should do it for after money, even though he's doing it for free. Comes the Ramah, and Ramah says, if he wrote it in order to wear the Mechal HaMoed, it's always a mutter. So now, Zot Mishra Bura says, Zayin. So he said, if he wrote it in order to Mechal HaMoed, what have we been talking about till now? We've been talking about till now, you know, back and forth, but in some cases, only the Hanichah HaMoed also. After Mitzchila, Mari Gamken, someone killed Hanichah HaMoed, or even the piece we just wrote before, if he's referring back to the previous piece, Shilam, that we said that was the only case you found to use in Mechal HaMoed. Then he says, if you wrote it for the word of Mardith Mutter, that's what we're talking about. No, it's a koya divrei makabre shekos a bereshis sif, because on the film this is le'atzmai. Mashu said, l'cherem lo yitzur shum heter. You can write for yourself, not for anybody else. Im lo yishen lo mayachol, unless he's impoverished. That's what it sounds like. Alzeh koso comes from Moses, and they'll dafka kishakosu b'shelach ramayit. To write for somebody else after the moyed, yeah, there's no way to be matter unless I have enli mayerchol. Aval kashakayz of la'achar kela nichem b'moyed gufa. If you're writing with somebody else, he's just going to wear it now on chol moyed. So then it's mutaf b'skar. Ben yeshu mayerchol b'shein la mayerchol. So mashasayim b'chol inyan shori. That's what it means b'chol inyan shori. Even though he's yeshu mayerchol, he's allowed to write for that person because for that person it's the davar of it. He needs it. He's allowed to get paid. It doesn't have to do it for free. But the Shartzin of Chavalov adds, this much I'm going to tell you, but I'm allowed to write for the other guy because he needs a Cholamoid. And I'm allowed to charge because either it's in Lama Yechol, or I'll get more money and I'll send more on Yom Tov. But let's say the case of an Osher Gomer. Chafalo ha'in kabon alo d'butra afilo l'Osher Gomer shein tzorak afilo l'harbochem kibur b'tur b'shul t'gibur b'shem riaz. However, the case of the Osher Gomer, which we had before, he's allowed to, he cannot do it for money, even though the guy needs it for Chol HaMoed, and they get paid for it. But in regards to the writing b'chinom, so the Torah said that's mutter. So the Osher, which is doesn't have has no need for the tefillin to be able to spend more money on Yom Tov, but somebody else needs and he knows how to write, would be allowed to write according to the Torah for free. With lieu for pay, you have to have some benefit for Yom Tov coming out for Yom Tov. Then he said, "Only ksiv is osir, but asi is motor. Ve'ed osir koy l'kosev." We said that writing them to use them after Yom Tov, it's only mutter if he has no he has nothing what to eat. Otherwise, it's aser. Do for pay is aser. And that halakha, he says, the eno aser rak haksiva. So the ksiva is a malacha. One of the lamas has malachas mamish. So that's aser. Avlasiyosin shori, but making them is permitted. The time keeping the tzarach mitzvahu loy gazur. Okay, so what's called the Siyah? So the Mishnah Tish over here, they quote that it means putting the Parshiyos into the Batim, sewing up the Batim, cutting the Ritzuas to size, putting them into the Tefillin. So all that is included in the Heter of Asiyah. He does point out making Batim would not be Mutter. There's a Tirchi Yisera involved in making Batim. But everything else is Mutter to do. And that's what the Heter is built on, a combination of Tzarech Mitzvah and the Pasha, because there aren't Melachos Gemuras involved in doing it. Okay, so most of us are not writing Tefillin Mezuzahs. But the next halacha is more relevant. Putting the Tefillin together is not necessarily Melachos Gemuras. Even the Tefira, Pashas, is not a Tefira. The Melach of Teifer, you have to sew together something like, which is material like the Be'over this of Teifer. Sewing together two things which are made of a material-like type of item, so that's the Malach of Teufer. Sewing together two blocks of wood, making big holes and sewing them together is not the Malach of Teufer. Okay. Dalad. Mutalitu cheshbonu sa balach shav yitziyah sa. A person is allowed to write down his calculations and keep track of his expenses.
So what's like sewing together the two blocks?
It's not Malach of Teifer. It's not Malach of Gemur. What do you mean?
What else isn't?
What else isn't what?
It's fair.
I don't know, but they're talking over here that the Siyas Batim, putting the parshas into a box and sewing together the box, is not a Malach of Gemur. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Writing of a document that you lent money on a mashkin, so the person needs to have documentation that they did that. So all of those are mutter to write in cholamoid. So a person spends something and needs to keep track of his expenses for whatever reason. So I'll remember after you have to write it down. No, you won't. And as much as the person had a real need to, had a need to write it down, so it's the rabbi, he's going to forget it. I don't know about you, how many times I wrote a check on Chol HaMoed, which I needed to. I said, well, I don't need it. I won't put in the ledger now. I'll put in the ledger after. It comes after Yom Tov. What was that check for? How much was it for? What is it about? I can't remember. You know, I'll remember. Of course, I remember. Yeah, you know, I forget.
But electronic writing is that more?
In general, electronic transactions have a din of a transaction, so. If it's not Tzarech HaMoed, your person should not get involved in it.
But I mean, if the Gavar of Aved, keeping track of Cheshbonos.
Yeah, so it's not any worse than writing Mamish.
And so I was wondering whether it's proper, because these days, a lot of people probably do it that way.
Would it be better than writing? Is it on Ksivah Rabbanan? It's possible. I don't think they're mechayev you to do one over the other. Remain davar avid aser. It's not davar avid, it's aser. Elam ken hu tzarech hamoed. Unless it be tzarech hamoed, to tzarech lachshav mashav motzi al hamoed. Whatever reason you would need to know, be able to know what you bought, to be able what to buy further, etc. If there's a valid mice involved over there. I will always end a shari l'chuli amakim ma'aseh hedyot. Tzarech HaMoed is only mutter ma'aseh hedyot, unless it's a direct tzarech haguf. But shkazim tafkim. Dalad, vayin le'ebasim, sifkat and dalad. Can you write by son Ksav Meshita? So we write with not with the, you shouldn't write Ksav Ashuris, which is a Maisa Omen. That'd be an interesting way to keep your Keshbarnas anyway. You know, keeping your ledger written in Ksav Ashuris would be interesting, right? They already are written. Rashi writes to the Sadri, he wants to, you know, do some calculations, etc. Also, you don't have to do that. And even if they're not written down, but you could have written them down before Yom Tov, don't wait till Chol HaMoed, because then it's a problem of Chabon Malach Chol HaMoed to write them down in Chol HaMoed. The documents that they write when they take a loan on collateral, you're allowed to write that. We're afraid if you don't write it down now, people will forget the details, and then that'll affect the terms of the loan. Any item that you're selling in Chol HaMoed, in the case where it's mutter, because it's a tzarech moed, can help us in tafkalam amates sif yunir aleph. But the chavana litav chakopus shemakiv, he extends credit to somebody, he's allowed to write it down. Kadesh al yishach, he shouldn't forget who he extended the credit to, and we don't expect him to remember after Yom Tov who he extended the credit to. So I have a little grocery store which I'm allowed to open chol HaMoed because people need to get items. And I'm accustomed to give people on credit. I'm allowed to write down what they took on credit to keep track of it. Let's hold it here. So tomorrow night is Tuesday night. I just want to point out the following.